online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
A man who attacked a woman in a Kent car park more than 25 years ago has been convicted because of new advances in DNA. John Clayson will serve 21 years behind bars after the attack in Gravesend in the 90s. The 60-year-old from Upper Fount Road in Maidstone was jailed for a similar assault in 1995. Detective Sergeant Andrea Richards is from Kent Police's cold case team. She spoke to us outside court.
Kent Police and my team are committed to reinvestigating all matters. John Clayson has walked around for 26 years showing no remorse or admitting any of his crimes, and today justice has been served.
KMFM News.
A man and woman have died and four children have been taken to hospital after a fire at a house in Manchester. Emergency services were called to the scene at 2:30 this morning. It's not yet known how it started. President Trump's reacted angrily on Twitter after losing his latest appeal to reinstate his travel ban. It means people from seven mainly Muslim countries can continue to go to America. Donald Trump says he'll now take his fight to the US Supreme Court. Kent County Council has voted to increase council tax bills by 4%. They will go up in April to try and meet a shortfall in government funding. It's going to add around £40 a year to the average Bansea home, but KCC Labour leader Gordon Cowan told KMFM services probably won't improve.
Year on year, the level of service is being reduced. Hundreds of thousands of pounds is taken out of every single level of service, frontline service, that Kent County Council produced.
Police are looking to speak to two men after another man was attacked in Dartford. The victim needed treatment on injuries to his face after it happened along Overy Street at about 10 p.m. on January 28th. There's a warning to people living on Romney Marsh to be on their guard against distraction burglars. It's after a man claiming to be from the Water Board tried to take money from a woman to fix a broken pipe. It happened in St Mary's Bay on Wednesday morning. He left when she refused and went to check the pipe herself. Updating our Facebook status and checking posts on our timelines really does make us lose track of time. Researchers at the Uni of Kent have been doing a study on what happens when we use the social media platform. They found we underestimate how much time we spend scrolling through pictures and videos. Dr. Dinka Sharma is from the School of Psychology.
It could be a positive thing in that you could think of it as someone being absorbed in a particular task. But you could also see it as a negative thing if they were supposed to be doing something else and they then started to look at their Facebook account and then lost track of time.
KMFM's been sent CCTV of a man who stole a woman's handbag in Canterbury. It was taken from a restaurant in Pound Lane last Thursday morning. The car was then used in Sainsbury's in St Dunstan Street a short time later. We've tweeted it at KMFM News. Forecasters reckon up to 3 centimetres of snow could settle in parts of Kent later. The Met Office has issued a yellow alert between 6 tonight and 10 tomorrow morning. And the stars of the new 50 Shades movie braved that freezing weather last night for its London premiere. JP Cooper told KMFM on the red carpet in Leicester Square he feels privileged to be part of the film's soundtrack.
It's a track that was in my back pocket for that album, really, and they said we'd love to use it, so obviously I was over the moon with that. It's, you know, probably going to be one of the biggest soundtracks of the year.
It's in cinemas from today.
KMFM Sport.
Football, and Gillingham welcome Port Vale to Priestfield this weekend, still looking for their first win of 2017. With more on that and the rest of the day's sports news, here's Lucy.
Yeah, the last three games have ended in draws. The three before that were all defeats. The Gills are currently 17th in the League One table, 5 points off the relegation zone. Head coach Adrian Pennock, who took over at the start of the year, says it won't be long before they pick up all 3 points.
This will be a big game on Saturday and obviously Tuesday, so obviously get that monkey off our back and hopefully get that win, which obviously everyone's striving to do, and we're not too far away. We're not too far away. I was very pleased last week. Everything about last week was top draw, and we just need that win now.
Athletics and Kent racewalker Tom Bosworth is competing for the first time since the Rio Olympics this weekend. He lines up at the 5,000 metres at the British Indoor Team Trials in Sheffield, looking to secure a place at next month's European Indoors in Belgrade and beat his own record. The 27-year-old from Sevenoaks admits it will be a challenge.
It's good to see how kind of the winter months of training have gone and whether I'm in any sort of form to try and beat my old record and set a PB, obviously.
We've tweeted more of that interview. Just search for at KMFM News.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.